the Bielsma Festival is really a groundbreaking festival in international terms, actually, not just in Irish terms. Many of your listeners might know that Bielsma means spring in Irish, and it was started as a kind of symbolic kind of reawakening, I suppose, suggesting a reawakening of the world and a reawakening of people as we get older. So the intention was very much to create really interesting arts and creative events that maybe showcase experiences that we don't see in other arts events and other festivals, and that reflect older people's experience, that promote more mature artists and really showcase the value of their experience. And I suppose that allows people to celebrate all over the country nationally at one particular time of year. And this has been happening for 22 years.
It is very exciting because, as you say, when we think of festivals, we tend to think of young people listening to music and getting drunk or something. So that idea of having an alternative festival, or having a festival that maybe that speaks to people who maybe normally feel a little bit cut out from festivals and art galleries and the kind of social activities that tend to be more focused on younger people.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting for us. And for me personally, it was the question of what is a festival for older people? What does that mean exactly? Because I think, I mean, one of the things that Age and Opportunity are very concerned to do is to complexitize how age happens. So before, you might be considered an older person, in inverted commas, if you were 55 plus, and that went right up to the age of death. So that was potentially a 30-year period, maybe it was a 20-year period, whereas there'd be lots of different stages of life between that, between the age of 50, 55 and death, obviously, and a 55-year-old or a 65-year-old would be very different from a 75-year-old. So I mention that because the festival, I think, is a festival for everyone, although we do pay attention to accessibility of our events in terms of as people get older, they tend not to, and we tend not to want to stay out so late, the very practical things like that. And also things like representation, as you mentioned, and as I mentioned, of experience. You know, we all want to feel that when we see things, whether it's on television or listen to things on radio, or we see things at festivals, that they somehow connect to us and they represent our experience. It is a festival that celebrates the creativity of all of us as we age, and lifelong creativity is one of the things we talk about a lot. But it is a festival for everyone, and if you're interested in ideas at the age of 10, at the age of 15, at the age of 40, or the age of 80, you'll still be interested in Bielsma and really want to promote as well, you know, intergenerational coming together, trying to think about what experiences and what artists can we support as they're getting older, and as I said, as we're all getting older, but also what is just a good festival that anyone would be interested in. So it's trying to balance those two things.
And maybe tell us a little bit about the different activities that you're going to have.
This year, 2017, is actually our biggest festival ever, I think, in terms of the events that we organise centrally from here. So the way it works is that there are Bielsma organisers all over the country, which makes it one of the biggest festivals in the country, and it's all over almost every county. But we also ourselves, from the Offices of Age and Opportunity, work with curators and develop our own events too, but it's all one festival. So this year we have quite a number of workshops open to the public. We have big performances and events which are very much about generating audiences and very enjoyable events for people to go to. We have exhibitions similarly, and three commissions where we've approached artists and asked them to make new work. We have residencies for artists. We give artists an opportunity to spend some time and to think about their practice as they have gotten older, or to work with communities that are maybe older. And then we have a kind of ideas section to the festival, which is based around a seminar, which we are starting to do every year now, looking at a particular issue in relation to older people. And this year, the seminar is called This Is Not My Beautiful House, and it's looking at the issue of face and place for all of us as we get older. It's how can we make communities stronger and more cognizant of all of the needs of the community, not just younger people, and how do we make places that we live in, whether it's care home settings or whether it's our own houses or independent living, more functional while still being creative. We're trying to use creativity in the arts to look at these areas. So that's kind of the headline types of things we're doing. But the public performances and events are probably the ones that maybe some of your listeners might be more interested in. So we've commissioned Sean Doherty, who's a composer, an Irish composer, to work with the Paula Meehan, the poet, and the poetry of Paula to create four new choral compositions. And they're going to be premiered on the 11th of May in Limerick, in Limerick City Gallery. So I'd really encourage people to book tickets for that. An event called Rebel Yell. We looked for an artist in the Northwest specifically because we had a partnership with Mayo and Sligo County Councils. And Rita Burns was the artist who won that competition. And she has an exhibition in the Model Arts Centre in Sligo, opening on the 5th of May. We have a dance commission where we've commissioned choreographer and dancer Mary Noonan and to come up with a new piece called The Movement. She'll be premiering that on the 11th of May as well in Limerick at Limerick City Gallery at that event, Rebel Yell. But we have so many things that it's hard to know what to pick out for you guys. We're hosting a discussion. Hilary Fannin, the journalist, is hosting a discussion on representations of older women. And so we're going to hopefully talk about some interesting things to do with how women are represented as they get older. I think there's a conversation to be had about how all people are represented, maybe slightly differently as they get older. But we feel that women are particularly misrepresented as they get older. So we're interested in exploring that. At the end of the day, it finishes with the premiere of a new film, Rian Ní Nail, and it's an Irish language film that will be shown in Dance House at 6 o'clock. So everyone is welcome to these events, and that day is completely free. In fact, most of the events are completely free, so I'd really encourage you to look at our website, bialtina.ie, and check out what's on. I could talk more, Miriam, but...
I know it's hard, as you say, it's hard to forget. I mean, it certainly shows that there's a huge level of creativity, and these days people are living better for longer, and in some ways maybe people rediscover or tap into a creativity that maybe they weren't able to express when they had to work 9 to 5 and pay mortgages and rear children and stuff. So it is definitely an opportunity that way, isn't it?
Well, it is, absolutely, and you really hit the nail on the head there, because apart from, there will always be people, and they're the lucky people, I suppose, who've been creative or had an encounter with the art that has led them to be creative all of their lives. But the other really important thing, as you mentioned there, is to open up new avenues of artistic expression or creativity to people who haven't had the opportunity before. And that often happens, in our experience, through care homes and through kind of residency situations where artists have an opportunity to go and work with people in a particular nursing home or a particular care home which may not have, you know, very much activities. So for there to be artistic activity open to people in those kind of settings is extremely important in terms of their well-being. And just as you say, giving them a chance to do something that maybe just wasn't the done thing when they were younger. Maybe their school didn't introduce it to them. Maybe their parents didn't have time. They just saw it as something not for them. And you're busy in working life and you might be bringing up a family, but that this is a time when you can really just start to explore the arts. And we know, and one of the reasons that thrives the Bialtina Festival and on all of the arts activities at Age and Opportunity is that they have an intrinsic value, and we would never lose sight of that. The arts is something that we feel we want to promote, we want to support, and the state should support, because it's in and of itself of value. But that value is created through, I suppose, the benefits that come out of deep engagement with the arts. So those would be societal benefits. Your cognition will increase if you engage, if you continue to engage with arts activities or if you take it up anew. Your feelings of connection and your sociability will increase, because arts events and arts activities generally involve other people, right? So some of them you might be on your own. But even if you're on your own, you're still working with a group. If you're in a care setting and an artist running a workshop, you're still doing your painting or creating your sculpture or singing with other people. So it's about your social interaction, which is key to your mental health. And I think with the level of discussion now about the importance of mental health that we're seeing in the media increasingly, which is a very welcome thing, we can say, you know, categorically, that's something that does suffer or can suffer as you get older. So again, being involved in arts activities that bring you together with other people, that really engage your brain and sometimes your body as well. If you are, say, dancing, it is unbelievably high contribution to your general sense of well-being. So for all of those reasons, I think people should really try and support the arts, and also come to our Bialtaine Festival. We would really love to see you.